Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, California Oral History Project, an interview with Edward Ruscha on October 29th, 1980, at the Artist Studio in Hollywood. The interview is conducted by Paul Carlstrom. There it goes. Well, Ed, here we finally are doing our interview. I should mention one thing, just as an introduction, to give some feeling for place and context. We're in your studio, which is on Western in the Hollywood area, and I don't know if it's visible from your studio, but up there on the hill, visible from nearby anyway, is that big Hollywood sign, which I don't know if you get the credit for making it famous, but certainly your image, or images of that sign, extremely well known, so it seems appropriate that we're doing this interview right here. What I would like to do is lay in as much background information as possible, biographical information, sort of investigate your roots, just like in the book and the TV program. You were born in 1937. Omaha, Nebraska, I believe. I would like you to give us some idea of your family background, where you come from. I don't know how far you want to go back in terms of ancestors, but...
As far as I can remember.
Okay, well, why don't you start?
Let's see, my father was born in 1891 in Missouri, in Billings, Missouri. And his father was born also in Missouri, I think about maybe 30 years before that, somewhere in Missouri, or Illinois, somewhere like that. I'm not sure where my grandfather was born. I think maybe my grandfather, who had a different name, I think it was Ruscha at one time.
And what is that?
It's a Bohemian German extraction.
So that's your ethnic background?
Yeah, that's my father's background. And my name was changed. I think my great-grandfather changed my name to Ruscha at some point, which I don't know.
Probably because it was easier.
Yeah, and as I understand, it was changed to rhyme with the town of Chickasha, Oklahoma. Where I guess someone was at that time, and that's a I don't know, Indian name, I guess, which maybe Seminole Indian or something, but anyway, so that's as much as I know about the origin of my father. Now my mother was born in Chicago in 1907, and her name was Dorothy Driscoll, and her father was Patrick James Driscoll, and he was born, I believe, in Washington.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., yeah, I think so. I could stand corrected on that, but anyway, I knew Pat Driscoll. I knew my grandfather. And he came originally from, well, not he did, but his grandfather, I believe, or father, which would be my great-grandfather, came from County Cork, Ireland. And their name could possibly have been O'Driscoll at one time, and shortened to Driscoll, D-R-I-S-C-O-L-L. And so my mother grew up there, and my mother and father met in about 1935, I think. And father was in the First World War in Camp Polk in Arkansas. And he had somewhat of a desk job, I guess. And so he didn't have to go into combat. But this was, so he was almost 28 years old, I guess. Yeah. And